Michelle Obama once said, "Success isn't about how much money you make. It's about the difference you can make in people's lives." Want to start a business that can change people's lives? In this episode, I sit down with Jerry Hadlock, the founder of Migraine Treatment Center of St. George and Mobile Migraine. And some topics in this episode include making a positive impact, the importance of persistence, and the American dream. So let's jump right into it. Tell me about the Migraine Treatment Center and how you started it and kind of what compelled you to start that.
Yeah, so the Migraine Treatment Center, we kind of just stumbled across it, truthfully. It was by accident. I was at work. I do anesthesia for a living. And we had a sales rep come through, and he represented some other equipment that we buy from him. And he said, "You know what? I've got this catheter. I got this specialized catheter for people with headaches." And my colleague and I were kind of like, "Oh, yeah, we see a lot of patients, you know, that have headaches that come in, because we go through their history and physical. And a lot of women obviously suffer from migraines. And we have a lot that mark, yeah, I've had migraines all my life. I take medications. Nothing seems to really work, but we live with it, you know." So when he presented an opportunity, he said, "Well, I have this catheter, and if you can find about 7 to 10 patients, I'll come down and bring a doctor from up north who helped develop it." He said, we'll get those patients on the table that have headaches, and you can see for yourself before you commit to anything, you know, if this is good." So to make a long story short, we had him come down with this doctor from up north in the Salt Lake area who had helped develop this specialized catheter. And we had about five, I think we were only able to get about 5 to 7 of our colleagues or their family members who suffer from headaches. And we started just kind of treating them with this catheter that day. And we saw just a great result just from that small amount of patients. And so my colleague, he was kind of on the tail end of his career. He was getting ready to retire. And he's like, "I don't know if I really want to do this." And I thought, man, this would be a great way to help change people's lives. You know, that suffer from headaches that are so debilitating, they can't do, you know, everyday things like you or I enjoy. And so, and a lot of them are women who are moms, who are wives, who also work. I mean, you know, it's just such a wide breadth of stuff that women do that I felt personally like, hey, we can make a difference. So that's kind of how it started, just started by this little group that we did and we saw really good results on. And then what I did is I went in to a day spa that was above our surgery center. And I just said, "Hey, can I rent some space here, you know, for patients that have migraines?" And they allowed me to do it. So after that, it was kind of word of mouth. And we just started treating these patients. And it wasn't just women anymore. It started, you know, with kids. It started, and then it became, you know, elderly people. It was men. I mean, it's everyone now. So. Yeah. That's kind of how it all started, November 2013. That's kind of where it was born. But we feel like we're just barely now coming into our own on this with, you know, our social media pushes and things like that. So, you know, it's been amazing.
So are you still working at the hospital?
So I work at the surgery center still. That's my main gig. But what I'm trying to do is get to a point where I can just kind of slowly taper that off and really, you know, go full force with what we're doing with the Migraine Treatment Center.
That's good. So how do you get new clients? Like, what kind of marketing are you doing besides the social media?
So we do the social media. We're looking into doing, we've kind of thought about doing some radio ads and even billboards on, you know, buses, things like that. So we're trying to do more than just the social media, but honestly, the biggest and the most successful marketing tool is word of mouth. It's crazy. Because when somebody that you know says, "Hey, this works," or "This is an incredible product or service," the people don't ask questions. It's just a done deal. So, you know, we're still new to all of that in terms of marketing and everything. But we feel like we're just barely on the cusp of, you know, kind of taking off that way.
Yeah, that's awesome. So what are some of the challenges that you've had to overcome to start this treatment center?
I would say one of the biggest ones is just trust. As crazy as that is, you know, people that suffer from migraines or any other kind of headaches, it's not just migraines. It really is the whole gamut of headaches. It's that trust factor in that they tell us, hey, I've done everything. I've done this for, you know, 15, 20 years. I've gone through treatments. I've seen specialist after specialist after specialist. I've tried every medication out there and nothing's ever worked. And so to get to that point where you say, hey, just trust us, let us do this, let us show you. And within minutes, we can get relief. That's the only way we can gain their trust. And that's been the biggest challenge. And that's why the word of mouth has been so big for us, because they trust their friends or colleagues or whomever. And it makes it easier for us to gain that trust too. So I would say hands down, that is the biggest challenge is getting them to believe that they can be helped.
Mm-hmm. So do you offer like some kind of free trial for them to see if it works out or?
Well, it kind of speaks for itself. So what we do is we just tell them, there's usually two different stages. Either you have a headache currently, you're in the middle of a migraine, or you're in kind of a remission stage where you had it. Now you're a day or two out, you know, from, you're still kind of recovering. So when we get them in and we're able to do a block, especially in the middle of a migraine, we'll have patients come in. They're like, I'm an 11 out of 10 pain. And within 15 minutes, we're able to get them where they're saying, I'm at a zero, I'm at a one. Right there speaks for themselves. They're willing to pay for that. And we've done a lot. We've done a lot of treatments where patients just can't pay. And that's not what we're about. Honestly, this isn't the money-making side of things for us. This is more of the, you know, let's help people and it will take care of itself after that, because then people will tell others and so forth. So we've done a lot of giveaways, free treatments. You know, I mean, that's just kind of, in fact, we find out that when we've really helped people out that needed it and couldn't afford it, that it's been paid back to us tenfold. So, you know, it's something that we strongly believe in.
Yeah. So how does this compare to your job at the surgery center? Like, is it more fulfilling? Have you noticed that you're more passionate about it? Walk me through that.
Well, I would say so. I would say, so my anesthesia that I trained up to do and everything that I do on a daily basis, it's fulfilling and everything. I can't say otherwise. There's a great feeling when you can get somebody through, you know, one of the scariest times of their lives. Nobody that I know has ever been excited to come in for surgery. And usually they're not worried about the surgery, it's the anesthesia. So if you can provide them an experience where they felt safe, where they got out of the surgery center after their surgery without any pain, any nausea, things like that, then it's very fulfilling. But the migraine treatment center, definitely a different dynamic, because what it essentially is doing is putting people's lives back into their hands. And we're giving that life back. We had a patient, the first patient ever that we treated, she was from Nevada and she had to come at nights. Her migraines were so bad. And she's a mother of five. She used to run marathons and everything and just got to the point where for a 48 to 72 hour period, she could not function at all. She was laid up in her room in the dark. Her husband had to literally come up the stairs, carry her into the bathroom just so she could, you know, go to the bathroom, shower, carry her back, lay her in bed. Kids weren't allowed upstairs during those 2 to 3 days. So she didn't see her kids for about 2 to 3 days. So she was our very first patient ever. And she said,
were you kind of nervous treating her for the first time? Like saying, is this going to work?
Yeah, of course. You know, we're just like, man, we had really good results with these other patients, but man, did we see anybody like this? Have we seen anybody?
That's brutal.
Like this? And I would say she's probably the worst case scenario to that point that we had seen. But at the same time, it was exciting because we felt confident enough that, hey, we know we can get her some kind of relief. It might not be total relief because hers are so bad. But that was the goal, was just to get her in and see how it went. After four treatments, so this we do, we kind of have a treatment regimen that we do, but after four treatments in about a 6 week period, and this was over, this was November of 2013, so Thanksgiving, Christmas time, we were able to get rid of her headaches completely. So we never heard from her. Wow. So it comes January and we like to do follow-ups just to get feedback and everything. And we couldn't get a hold of her. And then about a year later, we were able to touch base with her. And we just said, just tell us your honest opinion. What, we haven't heard from you. What happened? She's like, I got better. She goes, I'm running marathons again. I'm running on my life's back. Wow. And right there, we knew, like, you know, that if we can help that patient,
how cool is that?
We can help any patient. Now, not every patient's the same. but you know, we know that we can help them in some way, and it might take a little bit longer. But that is the most fulfilling thing that we can do.
Is
help people like that.
Mm-hmm. How cool is that to be able to change lives like that? So cool.
It is. Mm-hmm. And again, it's not a respecter of persons based on age, sex, or anything like that. Cause like I said, our youngest patient we ever treated is 7 years old. The oldest, she was about 72 at the time. And we've been able to help everyone in between. So it's been really satisfying.
Yeah. What's the number one thing that your treatment center has taught you?
I would say persistence. And, you know, there's times where you just feel like, you know, let's just wrap this up. Let's just focus on anesthesia. You know, that's kind of what I went to school for. But this is an extension of that. And where I get the fulfillment, and we do, you know, helping patients, it really overtakes any challenge that we've ever had. And it's taught me that. It's just taught me stay in the game. You know, keep at it. I mean, there's some patients that are more difficult than others that, you know, we have a kind of a strict treatment regimen that we like to do that we know it works over 90% of the time. And yet we have some patients that after a treatment or two, they're like, I feel like better than I felt in my whole life. And they kind of forget that, you know, hey, we've still got to be treating you along the way. And then they relapse and everything. So then we have to kind of start all over and go again. But I would just say that is just kind of sticking to it, believing in what we do. And it's just helped me in all the other aspects of my life. I've been working on some other businesses outside of anesthesia and stuff, two other businesses with my sons. You know, it's just kind of, we just know we can do it because the obstacles we've had with this migraine treatment center, we can overcome. We feel any other obstacles that we face with these other businesses.
Yeah. And so you're quite the doctorpreneur, as they call it. Businesses are you working on?
You know, I did that before I kind of went into this. It's just, I've always had kind of an entrepreneurial mind that way. And, you know, it's my sons have kind of taken it on now, which is great because they have their own interests, which is nice, that is outside of medical stuff. So
I saw Anthony post something on Instagram about some trailers and stuff.
Yeah. So that's kind of our next thing. We'll do some equipment rental stuff. And I just finance it. That's my only role, really, and give a little bit of direction. But
You're helping them out.
It's true. You know, when they find something that they're passionate about, which, you know, my son Anthony, his is more in the construction and working with his hand, doing stuff like that, then, you know, I want to help him in that way. So,
yeah.
But yeah, it's good because we know, hey, these obstacles we've faced in the migraine treatment center, we're going to face probably with these other businesses, but we can get through them. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great. So last couple of questions, and I ask these with all my guests, and they're kind of hard questions, so I'll take your time to answer them. But if we could hop in a time machine right now, and you can go to any point in your life and tell yourself anything, where would you go and what would you say?
You know, that's an excellent question. I love that question. That's a fun question right there. I would say definitely I would go back to when I was a kid. And I would tell myself that I could do anything, that the sky is the limit, that there's not going to be any challenge that you can't get through. And to just do you know, sometimes we always feel second best or, hey, that person's better than me or whatever. But I feel like, you know, if we can just tell ourselves every day that we can accomplish anything. We live in the greatest country in the world, by the way. And I think that's why it gives me so much hope. And I had a great childhood growing up. I mean, you know, I thought I'd be playing Major League Baseball. That was my goal. My mom laughed at it yesterday when I called her for Mother's Day. I said, yeah, that's what I thought. You know, I'm not there, obviously. But that was the dream, you know. And in America, you can have that dream. And I think if I could go back, I would tell myself, stick with the dream. You know, you can do anything that you want. And sometimes we forget that even now as an adult. You know, even with these new businesses, it's kind of like, oh, can we really do it? Something this big or whatever. And I would just tell myself that. I go back to when I was a kid to say, you can do anything you want. And it's only because we live in this country, I think. And we have so many great opportunities. So.
Mm-hmm. All right. So if we could, so imagine that you can prescribe anything to the entire world and they have to do it for 30 days. What do you tell them to do?
I would say drop the negativity and just be optimist, just be proactive optimists. I don't even know if that's a thing, but people who know that they can do anything and go after it. Don't hold yourself back. Get rid of all the negativity that's in your life for 30 days. Can you imagine what the world would be like, especially right now?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, with politics, religion, all these things,
all the news, coming.
So much pushback. Man, if everybody could just be positive and look at the bright side of things for 30 days, we would be, and especially right now with coronavirus, you know, that has everybody jittery and scared and everything. I think this would just be a world of difference. It would change the world. It really would.
Mm-hmm. In fact, how has the virus affected your practice?
So it has affected both my anesthesia practice and the migraine treatment center. In terms of the migraine treatment center, we just scaled back. We basically just said we had some really good momentum actually going into, we had a lot of patients that were helping, and we kind of had to cut it off just for the 3-4 weeks that, you know, where things were really kind of questionable. Mm-hmm. But now we're seeing patients again for the last week or two. We have been, and the nice thing is we schedule them usually after hours when there's no other patients around, there's no other people in the lobby. So they can really come in, just see myself, and my wife is the one who works with me and helps me and everything. So you only have kind of a face-to-face interaction with two people, and then you're out the back door. So we've been able to keep patients safe that way, just by, you know, decreasing that exposure and interaction. But obviously this is something where you have to do a hands-on approach. You have to get close to the patient to perform the technique and everything. So you know, we wear masks, gloves, everything that we want to do. And so, you know, that's kind of how we've approached it, but it has slowed us down quite a bit.
Mm-hmm. So how can listeners reach out and get some treatments if they have migraines?
So the Facebook's the best way. Facebook or Instagram is the best way to reach out to us. We're doing and that's the thing. We want to kind of get more of a following, because we are going to do giveaways. We did a giveaway back in, I think it was November or December, where we gave away $250, you know, just something random. We're just like, let's give away $250. Now we're giving away treatment packages, you know, which are worth $1,000.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that's what we're going to keep doing, but that's what we like to do. We like to give away things, and because we believe in our products so much, we want those people to tell other people or tell 10 people, you know, about us, so we can reach the masses and get out, you know, to more potential patients. But it's something that there's a huge market for this. When I say market, I mean, you know, roughly 45 million people suffer from some kind of headache, you know, in this country.
Wow.
So you have this, and it doesn't matter who they are. I've heard of athletes, like basketball players, that NBA basketball players that suffered from cluster headaches, which are probably the worst kind you can have, and migraines, and they had to sit out like a week or two. And I'm like, man, just let me in your locker room. Let me just place a block or two, you know, and I know I can make you feel better. You'll be up and playing in no time. But that's kind of the thing, is just we want listeners just to really look for, you know, our social media pushes, our giveaways. We have a website too. www.mtcstgeorge.com. They can go there. We have another one that we just created, www.mobilemigraine.com. And mobile migraine is kind of a different concept.
Oh, wow. Okay. So, tell me about that.
Yeah. One thing that I failed to mention is that not only are we a physical location, but we actually go to patients' homes. And when somebody's in the middle of a headache, the last thing they want to do is go out of their home and travel somewhere like this mm-hmm. Patient from Nevada. She was traveling an hour and a half each way to get here at nice. Night with her husband. So our goal, and we've done these, I don't know how many now, but we've done several in patients' homes. And our ultimate goal is to actually have a mobile treatment center. So we'll have this clinic set up in a van where we can go around and actually treat patients. So instead of them going into the emergency room and being given just some drugs that make them loopy and out of it, and then the migraine returning, you know, and they rack up a huge bill, we actually will go to their home and actually do the treatment there. So that is kind of a novel idea. There's not another concept in terms of migraine treatments that actually go out and do that in the whole country. we believe we're the first ones that
that, that could be big.
Holy do God. That. Yeah. So that's our next phase. We're in the process of kind of ramping up to that point where we can justify that mobile clinic.
And so are there a lot of like regulations with that, like going into people's homes or?
Well, you would think so, but as long as it's within the practice, you know, of my license and everything, and we've gone through the city, the state, and I've got federal licenses, everything like that. So we don't, the key thing here is there's very few, if any, side effects of what we do, our treatment. We use one medication. It's been, you know, used for decades, maybe longer. And we just do one quick procedure where really that there's just no side effects. The worst thing that can happen is a bloody nose, because we do thread a catheter up the nose, but I've never had one. Mm-hmm. I've never had in over 250 blocks. I've never had, had anybody with a bloody nose. So that's kind of, you know, the biggest thing. So the regulations, we feel like we're good with, because we have all of our proper licensing and everything like that. It's just such a novel idea. That's a great
one. Just
because people will ask that, like, wait, hold on a second. But if you think back in medicine, you know, back in the old days, the doctor used to show up to your house. If you were sick, that's what he did. He came in your
house.
That's true, yeah. Area. So we kind of want to return that whole concept back, turn back the clock and time and do that. But we feel like this could kind of sweep across the nation, truthfully.
Yeah.
That's our vision, is to have these mobile clinics all across the nation. So we're not just here in St. George. This is kind of the seed and the plant starting to grow, but we see, you know, a big tree and an orchard eventually.
Yeah, I like that vision.
That is our vision. And again, like I said, I thought I'd be playing Major League Baseball right now, and I'm not. So, you know, that vision might not come true, but you kind of have to shoot for it. So.
Oh, yeah.